I'll start with the injuries. We came out of the game clean from an injury standpoint, which we feel very good about. Donald Driver had a bruised knee in the game yesterday, and I feel as of today he will practice this week and be ready to go in Atlanta. So with that, I'll take your questions. Came out okay. So I thought, you know, the fact that he was able to practice throughout the week and he was able to come through the game clean. I thought Mike Turgevac was very smart in the utilization of his reps, something we talked about before the game. So it'll be good to see Colin go through another week of practice, and he'll be ready to go in Atlanta.
Mike, what did you think you got out of him? I mean, he said he didn't feel like he was 100%. He didn't feel like he played all that well when I talked to him after the game.
I'll be honest. When we got on the plane last night, we all jumped on Atlanta. So I have not watched the defensive tape. And I have not even visited with the defensive staff about the grades. We're going to probably do that Thursday, which is a normal Friday for us.
Mike, what's the theme for the team this week? You guys, last couple weeks, last week, stick to your brand of football. What's the theme?
Well, really, staying to your brand of football is the most important. We need to focus on our opponent. Obviously, Atlanta's a different opponent than Philadelphia. I think we need to clean a couple things up from Philadelphia to the Atlanta game, but we're not going to change who we are, the way we approach our opponents. We'll just, you know, focus on the particulars for Atlanta. But we have a brand of football, and that's we're going to stick to it.
Mike, Atlanta almost never loses at home, and they've had a week to rest, but you guys almost knocked them off last time. Do you expect a knockdown, drag-out fight?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is playoff football. This is going to be a 60-minute game or more if needed. So that's our mindset going down to Atlanta. They've had the opportunity to rest. We feel very good that the fact that we've played 3 weeks in a row in a very, very competitive playoff atmosphere. So that's we're taking that into the game. We feel a short week helps us. We're in sync. We're ready to go. We'll be smart with our practice reps this week, because I want to make sure our players are as fresh as possible for this game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you went into the Atlanta game last time, I believe you said you felt you really had an advantage, or at least what you wanted to attack them by spreading things out and attacking them that way. You used a lot of three wides and four wides and that. But are you different now offensively with starts? Are you more, can you be more diverse going there this time, do you think?
I mean, Rob, really that's what game plan is for. I don't really want to get into specifics. I'm more not going to surprise them. Which way we go, but we did have production with the spread offense in the first game, so I'm sure the approach may be different the way they play us the first time as the second time. We've had an opportunity to watch their last five or six games since our first game. You know, they're doing a couple things different. We're doing some things different. That's all part of the game plan.
Is there more carryover though, preparation wise, with a team that you played on November 28th versus a team you played on September 12th?
Definitely. I mean, I just look at the personnel. Just look at the depth charts. There's not as much change. I think clearly playing Philadelphia week one and then playing the first week of the playoffs was as dramatic change that I've been a part of playing a team, once and then later in the year, just because of the number of personnel changes. So, but definitely there's more carryover with Atlanta.
Mike, Aaron did spread the ball around to nine different receivers, I think it was. Would you agree that this is an unselfish offense with a lot of different options?
Oh, clearly. I mean, it's an unselfish offense that's built around making the quarterback successful. You have to have a starting point. You have to have a focal point. Our offense is based on making the quarterback position as successful as possible. That's why you start when you game plan, you start building the run game, because running the football is what you needs to be done up front, so the offensive line, the run blocking unit can establish the line of scrimmage. You know, from that, it gives you the variations and pass protections that's definitely needed in today's game with the amount of pressure and the scheme diversity that these defenses in today's NFL give you. And then off of that comes the passing game. So it's clearly about throwing the football to the right person. It's about decision-making, accuracy, getting in rhythm, timing, and it's all driven about making that quarterback successful.
Like that said, do you feel like you have more diversity and more to kind of work with right now between the way Aaron's playing, that you can spread them out or you can play action, that Stark's kind of emerged?
I think we're all stating the obvious. I mean, James Starks and our offensive line played very well against Philadelphia. We ran the ball very well. And, you know, and with that, Atlanta's watched the game. They'll have a chance to study it, and there'll be formations and tendencies that they'll look in, and they'll decide how they're going to handle that. And we also know what the tendencies of those formations are too. So I mean, that's just all part of putting a plan together and just trying to keep, you know, make sure our guys are playing downhill. They're not playing an uphill situation with our, you know, out leveraged by alignment. So that's why we game plan all week and practice all week and get ready for the games.
Like, how is it is different when you see the, you know, press box in your stadium and the way it's different? In the playoffs, is there a uniform? Is it more consistent?
That's a great question. I don't have the answer to that. You know, whether it's the direct TV feed or if it's the direct feed from the network or exactly what it is. I don't know if it's by stadium. I know Ted Thompson and Russ Ball, our vice president of football operations, have looked into that, you know, specific situation after what occurred in Atlanta. But, you know, we're worried about lineup and playing. We're you know, the technical part of it that really, in our view, is not going to affect the outcome of this game.
Mike, you mentioned James Jones's thumb yesterday. What was ailing his thumb, and did that contribute at all to his drop?
James has been playing for quite some time with a very, very painful, you know, thumb injury, something that doesn't really show up on, you know, the medical reports as far as, you know, what's communicated, but it's on our medical report. So, you know, so you don't like to put those things out for competitive reasons, but it's something that he's been dealing with for a number of weeks.
Mike, did Tremont think that he was down by time?
That's a great question. I hadn't had a chance to talk to Tremont so about that. You know, it's a no-moss situation, or whether he didn't realize he was in the end zone or regardless, so we haven't had a chance to review the tape with the players.
I didn't see this one happen. Did you flip flop 76 and 75?
Yes, we did. It was something we've done. In particular, running is a run formation for us, so it's just a tendency breaker.
On Underwood's punt, what he's supposed to do there? It looked like the other guy was pushing him as much as Underwood was pushing back. I mean, is there anything he can do on that to get out of
the... Well, it's about awareness where the football is. So, I mean, that's something that we need to do a better job being aware in that particular situation. And definitely Brandon will learn from that experience.
Like, you always talk about confidence and real confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like such a hard thing to quantify in all your experience coaching. What value does confidence have? Because your guys do seem to be playing with a lot of it. How do you kind of see it?
Well, I think confidence is clearly one of the main factors in being successful. So it's just the way individuals, you're around your football team long enough, just the way they interact, the way they act, the way they practice. I mean, there's many different identifiers of confidence, or, you know, the real confidence. And when you win a playoff game on the road, you know, that's definitely a big dose of confidence that is added to your football team. So we were really confident going into the Philadelphia game. We felt it was a contest that we, you know, expected to win. And from that experience, will give us more confidence. And we're going to Atlanta, and we fully expect to win.